Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Hollywood, what do you have for us here on a Friday? Because you can't screw up this Friday, no matter what you do today, Woody.
Unless you're stuck in
the
traffic.
Why would I want to screw up a Friday? Hey, big day tomorrow, by the way.
Yes,
you do. Big show coming up tomorrow.
You're jacked up about being out there and
show. I just want to let people know this. Don Bailey said that he is willing to sign or take pictures, whatever is needed, by the way. So you just come up to the broadcast table, and he'll be happy to sign photos, anything
that,
that's needed.
CBJ is great about that. He'll go home with you, take pictures with the kids.
Go home with you.
He's probably not going to buy you dinner, though. You have to buy his ass dinner, but, I mean, he'll be part of it.
Okay.
A little shot, huh?
All right.
A little shot there.
Everything ends up in a shot.
Right.
All right, we had a little rookie. I don't even want to call this hazing anymore. I don't even know what this is with these rookies, Joe. And I was just curious because I want to know what they did to you back in the day. We had the Bills rookies singing the Backstreet Boys for their teammates. Kind of tame, stuff here. I don't know if this is like, it's the new world, right? So we can't do anything too much here. But I'm just curious what they did to you back in the day.
Let's just start with this. Stood on a table for lunch or dinner or both, their choice, for a good week.
Stood on a table?
On a table in front of the team and had to sing my college fight song.
Oh, Cal Berkeley. Nice. Wow. How'd that work out?
Guy Benjamin said I had to learn the Stanford fight song.
Ooh.
Stuff like that. And then we had rookie chugging beers.
Wow. How'd
we
you
had
there?
To go do and then go back and have afternoon team meetings drunk.
Wow.
This is nice. It was so a fun. big joke. Certain guys were puking. And Shoes didn't think it was funny, yet he knew what was going on. But yet he was mad at the young guys. He wasn't mad at the other guys.
Well, you can't puke, man.
So what else did we do? I think the food thing's been around forever. Back then, it was, I still love it to this day, Crack Conk. Mm. Some Bahamian restaurants, Crack Conk, and Popeyes or Bojangles or something like that the guys wanted. So you had to bring bags of that. Had to divide it up, and you were responsible for that. That was it.
Who was it? Was it someone in the Dolphins that went somewhere and bought like a ton of expensive stuff and charged it to a rookie?
No, they didn't.
Isn't it like he went to like Prime 112 or something?
They went to Prime 112.
Who was that?
Now, so the story's all over the place because some other guys have tried to correct me over the last week or two about it. And it was in Ndamukong Suh.
Right.
Okay.
But they said it wasn't just Ndamukong Suh. They said Cam Wake was also, there were some other guys involved. But I reminded him, but Ndamukong Suh took expensive wine and expensive steaks home with them.
To go. Like that, there's no rules
in
that?
They added and went to go. So that's real common that I noticed recently. Apparently that big dinner, once you make the team, of rookie draft picks going to divide it up. Usually the first round guy, according to how much you get on your signing bonus, first round guy picks up a lot of it, but they had split it up. But there was a player on our team that told me the whole story, and he was not happy about that. And other guys that say you shouldn't pay. Like, just tell him, no, I'm not going. I'm not going to be part of that because it can get expensive. They take you a nice restaurant.
Oh, yeah, Prime will pull something.
The whole team goes.
Like the whole team, or is all the rookies take out the whole team?
It's not your position. I know what you're
thinking. Wow, that's what I thought, right. No. I would think that.
They all go, and I don't know, maybe some guys don't go that night. They don't want to go down to Prime 112, but they ran up. I don't want to say what the bill is again.
It's a little douchey to take stuff to go, though. Bottles of wine and steaks to go like that.
It's just a little over the top.
Yeah, that's a little douchey.
Like Ndamukong Suh was, come on.
Right. You want to order, like, the expensive booze while you're there.
We made Ndamukong Suh's contract at that time a little bit like the guy we traded for, Tyreek Hill, and what he's getting with the receiver position. And Ndamukong Suh was getting back then as the highest paid guy after playing in Detroit and stuff. But it was it was bad. No reason to get into that, Woody. I don't know how. Go ahead. What else do you have?
Okay. We had an incident in a hockey game in something called the Adult Safe Hockey League in Canada. As anything but safe. Did you guys see this video by any chance? There was a hockey fight that that broke out between these guys. It's like a beer league or whatever here. And one of the guys kicked the other guy in the face with his skate.
Oh,
Happy Gilmore style.
Oh, my God.
We haven't seen that before. Now, of course, the police are now getting involved here.
Yeah, you
this
cut somebody.
It's a very serious situation.
You could kill somebody, man. That's
you can. That's an unusual move, though, to kick somebody in a hockey fight.
Yeah, right.
You know,
right.
It's funny.
That's a good point.
It's the bat in baseball, and to me, the most dangerous of all sports is the skates.
Yeah, jeez.
The guy on the ground falls down and somehow accidentally or on purpose. I mean, that's not career ending. Well, that could be life.
Oof. It's up there. I mean, you got the golf club, which could be a weapon.
You don't see a lot of golf fights.
Nah,
no, you guys. Could, though. You could, you know, coming
most
up here.
Most of those golf guys aren't going to go out. Look at this stuff, how bad the blood is. These guys yapping back and forth.
Yeah.
They claim it. I don't know if I can play in this guy's foursome or if I'm – I mean, we just have a big disagreement on this, and they're all talking tough on Golf Channel.
Yeah, we haven't got swinging golf clubs.
The last time they had a Tuesday or Wednesday before a tournament. And they're all practicing two guys in each other's faces out there.
All right, here's a good one for our mountain climbers out there. Yeah. Europe's tallest peak is called Mont Blanc. And it's just to kind of paint the picture, kind of looks like Everest, right? Like it's like one of those like snowy, dangerous, you know, tough mountains to climb. The French mayor is basically fed up with people climbing this thing and dying. That he wants people to make a $15,000 rescue and funeral deposit before climbing the mountain.
I don't have a problem with it.
He basically said that it's costing taxpayers money because they have to go up there and get your, you know, your carcass down and bury you or whatever it is they do. And so he wants you to pay up front.
I think it's fair.
I love it.
Yeah, I think it's fair.
And you know what? He'll get some people that go, well, I think I'm in shape.
Right.
I went up to Sierra Nevadas last year. Let me see. Yeah.
Is that going to be like a hold on your credit card or is that going to be like a cash deposit? Does it say?
Oh, that's that. Yeah, I assume it's refundable if you don't die, but apparently a lot of people are having trouble
here. Down. Yeah, but
there's been rock falls, a period of drought, heat waves on the mountain. I mean, there's all kinds of the mayor accused around 50 pseudo mountain climbers who traversed the route in July of playing the latest fashionable game of Russian roulette. So I mean, it's probably pretty dangerous to.
Yeah, I would assume so.
And then, you know, they got to send a copter up there to get your carcass and bring it back down and everything. So
yeah, I'd say 15K is good.
Yeah, man.
You know what, guys? I don't know about you guys, but this mountain climbing thing and the only place I've done it basically is the Sierra Nevadas. I gotta tell you, man, I thought I'd been in good tennis shape, and I'll go to climb, and I'm gassed. I'm gassed to the point I want to stop. And just walk back down. They go, no, we only got another mile to go. And I'm going,
no, but this isn't like walking up the ski hill, Joe. This is a little bit different. You need equipment like, you know,
I agree.
Ice picks and
you're right. No question.
It's not like
totally
not like,
agree.
Not like when Joe walked mountain. Up the, you know, the paved like ski mountain or whatever. Where they have like a whole pathway for you.
No, my point was I'm not very good on the climate thing. I can't imagine those people trying to do that.
So you guys are okay really with this, a $15,000 rescue and funeral deposit?
Yes,
100%. Yes.
I'm good with that, yeah.
All right. We go to this here. And, Joe, I know you've had to do this time and time again here. You'd have to kill some time when you're in the middle of a game and it's a blowout. you know, or you get a rain delay or something like that, right? We got to kill a lot of time during a broadcast.
Oh, no, you're going to storytelling. 100% it's happened. Yep.
All right, so a couple of the guys who do the Philadelphia Phillies games, one guy in particularly here, Phil Amaro Jr., Ruben Amaro Jr., excuse me, for the Phillies. He's trying to kill a little time during a broadcast here recently. It was a 10-1 game. It was a blowout, and here's what he said.
Interestingly, Pete Rose used to use a bat that was manufactured in Japan, the Mizuno bat, when I was bat boying for the Phillies, and it was the hardest wood I had ever touched.
Wow. That's an interesting fact there. I didn't know that. I didn't know where he was going with that. I had no idea. Caught me by surprise.
I'm not even looking
around. I thought we were going to get a Japanese. I thought it was a Japanese snowbird story or something.
So he said it was the hardest wood he's ever seen, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you need to hear it again?
Yeah, I think one more.
Interestingly, Pete Rose used to use a bat that was manufactured in Japan, the Mizuno bat, when I was bat boying for the Phillies, and it was the hardest wood I had ever touched.
A Mizuno bat, man, son. You know?
How many guys have called him to give him a hard time? Right. My God.
From there.
It had to be memorable.
We gotta grow up, man.
Right. Well, not just yet, guys, because we have an update on our old friends, the Macaques.
Oh, God.
If you're unfamiliar with who they are, I'll give you a little background here before we hit the story.
Japanese macaques, or snow monkeys, are among Japan's most mythologized animals and the most adaptable. Macaques live throughout Japan.
Okay, so
why are you so childish?
That's who they are. So this is very interesting here. So they've been harassing people in Japan, which is how we got to this
You've
story
been
here.
Harassing
they've
been us.
They've been kidnapping. Macaque. They've been kidnapping people. All this different stuff. Now the macaques are responsible for more than 50 attacks here in the in the city of Yamaguchi, but
you can't trust macaque,
right? At all?
No, can't trust them.
No, untrust them.
Can I get to the story here?
Sorry.
All right. By the way, it says in one incident, a monkey broke into a kindergarten classroom. They killed the gang leader.
It's a good move.
They got the leader of the macaques. And they executed him, actually, which is that's sad. You don't like to see a monkey die, but these are mean
macaque.
Monkeys.
You got
to
get the big macaque. Right there,
no
yeah.
question.
So they killed the leading macaque.
Isn't that the way to, you're going to kill like a gang? You got to kill the big macaque
that's
first.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah. Woody.
Did they kill him with a Mizuno bat? Like was that That's the hardest wood that guy's ever touched.
That's
hard
true.
Wood.
That's actually
that would do
point.
It.
Interestingly, Pete Rose used to use a bat that was manufactured in Japan, the Mizuno bat, when I was bat boying for the Phillies, and it was the hardest wood I had ever touched.
Do you realize what the headline of this story is? Monkey gang member executed in Japan as marauding macaques run amok.
Woody.
They have a way with words, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, they do.
Well, Woody, one thing about it, you keep everything clean, and we respect that.
Here's one thing. I'd like to end it on a nice note here, seriously. We had a bunch of beagles that arrived down here to South Florida. They were at a Virginia breeding facility where a series of inspections found more than 70 animal welfare violations. So these beagles, sadly, were mistreated here. Vans filled with the dogs stopped at Dania Beach on Friday morning, and they are at the Broward Humane Society. So there's more than, I think there's like a few hundred of them. There's a lot of them
that's
here.
That's all we had as kids, man. My dad's a big beagle.
Beagles are great. That's the Broward Humane Society if you're interested in adopting one of those. So please, get in
touch
with them.
That's a nice story,
Woody. So that's,
Woody, you do do nice stories.
That's a nice way
to end it.
You survived that one. Yeah.
To be quite honest with you, the big macaque being executed is actually a good story.
It's
going to save lives.
Right.
We're talking about saving lives. And then we go from there to saving dogs.
Right. It's two good,
couple nice stories
two
by
good
you, Woody.
Stories.
You just got such
you,
a
man.
Good heart.
Right.
Well, you end the week.
Good. I hope people will, those beagles.
I wonder what that whole thing was like trying to get the gang leader. Like how that The whole breakdown.
The biggest.
They had a whole unit do it, Zach. Right. There was a specially commissioned. There
unit.
Were specially commissioned hunters.
Right.
They called them macaque hunters.
Big unit.
The macaque unit.
Right. I'm telling you, they should have used Mizuno bats.
You got it.
By the way, these things terrorized Japan for like almost a month.
They did. I saw the story.
Well, those people aren't going to put up with it.
Well, they're done.
They'll put down those macaques.
They're
all
gone.
Of them.
They're all
biting
down.
And scratching residents.
We get them all right. Down. Yeah, they're not going to tolerate that.
The gang leader's gone. The big macaques
no,
out.
No, but whoever's next, somebody else going to take that leadership. You got to.
You think that's it? What's going to happen?
You think someone steps down. In?
Oh yeah.
And then becomes the next big macaque.
Yeah, the next one. All right, listen, we got to go to break here. While you two are acting like
wait, don't say
no. Like
there's three of us.
Like you guys are acting like 3 year olds, man. All right, 7 year olds. Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, God. All right.
Great
right
story,
now,
though.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Hey, by the way, we're at Baptist Health Training Complex. And speaking of that, it's always, you know what, when you see the Baptist Health, you think, you know what, sports medicine-wise, and that's why we're out here, guys competing and playing team sports. And if whether you're playing team or individual sports, it sure is nice to know we have one of the top sports medicine programs in the country right here in our backyard, man. These guys are good. Top 50 sports medicine program in the whole country right here. People ask me every day, where do the pros go, Joe? Where do the pros go? And I said, well, Inter Miami, the Miami Heat, the Florida Panthers, and the Miami Dolphins, high school, college, and professional athletes from all over the country and in tennis all over the world come here to see these great doctors. Doctors that have been around a long time, have a great reputation of getting you back out playing the sports you love the most and how you make a living. They can do the same for you. That's why I want to get the message out. Got a brand new facility in 595 just in Pine Island in Plantation. So it's right off the freeway there. You can't go wrong. You'll see the big pineapple lit up at night for you. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. One goal every day. Get you back out playing the sports you love the most.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.